understand that vaccines are part of an extermination agenda that's designed to eliminate as many people as possible before the rise of the agentic AI software systems that take over desk jobs, and then a few years later, the rise of AI robots that take over ultimately about 80% of human labor. Now, that's going to render the vast majority of laborers obsolete. And when people are obsolete and they feel like they have no purpose in life because now, you know, there's a robot that can do it better and they're not even employable, they tend to revolt against their governments. Now, a UBI can maybe delay that a little bit, but what governments realize is, you know, they're all broke. And they can't just hand out unlimited money to consumers for very long. Ultimately, they know that in their minds, because they're sinister, they have to get rid of the so-called useless eaters. That's where vaccines come into the picture. Because if they didn't get rid of the useless eaters, well, those people would rise up and they would overthrow their governments. So government stability and government security requires large-scale extermination of the people. I mean, this is the way they think. Obviously, I'm opposed to all of this. I am pro-human. I'm pro-peace. I believe that all lives have dignity, etc. But I'm just explaining the way governments think and globalists think. And the reason vaccines have been pushed and the reason the psyops of plandemics are being pushed is for this very thing. AI robots are coming. They are increasingly capable. Agentic AI software is already here that can replace at least 50% of desk jobs right now today. And that's going to increase to about 80% of desk jobs. And so as this happens, there are going to be ultimately billions of people that are obsolete in terms of the way governments view them. Remember that governments view human beings as a, quote, human resource. The same way they might view fossil fuels as an energy resource, or minerals as a resource, or farmland as a food resource. They view human beings as a human resource, not as humans, but as a resource. And that resource has allowed, for all these years, up until AI, it has allowed governments to extract cognitive output and muscle output, creative output, etc., from the human resources. And that's what taxes are for. That's what currency printing is all about. That's what laws and controls on speech, you know, that's what it's all for, is to extract the maximum amount of labor and cognition from human resources. And that's what has built the world that we know today. But now human resources will be made obsolete largely by AI resources or robotic resources. So no longer will governments need humans. It's going to be a gradual thing. Over the next decade, you're going to see this roll out, and robots will take many, many years to be able to manufacture the number of robots that are necessary to replace human labor. I mean, it's going to be at least a decade. But during this decade, you're going to see more and more vaccines pushed. Yes, even under Trump, even under RFK Jr., even under... regardless of the party, you're going to see more vaccines pushed. You're going to see more plandemics, more psyops. Oh, it's a bird flu. Oh, it's a chicken flu. It's a turkey flu. You know, oh, it's Ebola flu. It's Fulda flu. You know, you want to line up and get the Fulda flu shot? Yeah, people will say, yeah, even if they name it Fulda flu, people will still line up and take that shot because they're so indoctrinated. And those are the people that will be the first to be exterminated, self-exterminated. Because anybody that's dumb enough to be obedient to the government's vaccine demands is also dumb enough to eliminate themselves from the human gene pool. And that's actually the program. That's the point, is to eliminate the dumbed down masses before they rise up and overthrow governments. That's the point, okay? Now, there's also a race to manufacture enough humanoid robots so that those robots could be deployed against the people if the people rise up. So you're going to see these rolled out as security bots, They won't be called soldiers or military bots at first. They'll be called security bots. And they will demonstrate, you know, very high ability to engage in, you know, like personal defense against raging mobs, for example. They'll have thermal cameras. They can spot people at night. They'll be able to carry shields. They'll be able to carry tasers at first. It'll be non-lethal weapons. And the whole point of these robots, which can be mass-produced, is going to be, at first, crowd control. Because the crowds will, of course, rise up as they are impoverished and they are starving, etc. So crowd control robots, you're going to see that happen very soon. And then understand that when the robots have the hardware and the humanoid forms and the actuators, well, their software can be updated at any moment to go into soldier mode, which is kill mode. So you can have a bunch of security bots that are polite at first, and they're just trying to de-escalate the situation at first, and they're dressed up in blue to look like police, right? They're actually going to be, you know, given authority by local police departments to function in a defensive mode, okay? And then one update away, you know, you take off the cop hat, you put on, you know, soldier hat. Now it's a soldier. Now it's a killing machine. Now it's a Terminator. That's just one update, and those updates can happen through the cloud, through 5G. And the updates may not even take hardly anything at all, because it might be that the soldier function is already built into the bot, and all they need is a switch to be thrown. They might have like different behavior models built in. Like one behavior model is, you know, hospital bot to show people around the hospital and push surgical patients in wheelchairs, right? Another program would be, you know, school bot, teacher bot to give lessons to kids in public schools, you know, teach them how to be LGBT or whatever the bot is programmed to do. And then another program is police bot or security bot, and then soldier kill bot. So all of these will probably be built in, and then it's just a matter of activating them. So this is coming. You need to understand that this is coming and that the vaccines are here to achieve human extermination. And those who manage to not be exterminated, but then are impoverished and wiped out by the financial reset, etc., they will be exterminated through lethal force, through the robots going into Terminator mode. But those robots have to be built first, and that's still a couple years away. So there's an extermination race that's underway right now. If you want to stay informed about all of this, I will report on the depopulation, extermination, rise of the robots, all that. I'll be reporting at naturalnews.com and, of course, here on brighteon.com. And if you want to support us, we have a Memorial Day special going on right now at healthrangerstore.com. Just go to healthrangerstore.com/Memorial Day, all one word, no spaces, and you'll see all of our specials that we're running right now. Memorial Day specials only good until midnight, Memorial night, Memorial Day night, that midnight. And that's it. And then those specials end. So check them out. healthrangerstore.com/Memorial Day. We've got huge savings. Very unusual because the supply chain is becoming less and less reliable. It's harder and harder to get superfoods, food ingredients, herbs, you name it. So we're doing the best we can. We have pretty limited supplies, but we're keeping prices as low as we can for as long as we can. And you'll see that reflected at the website, healthrangerstore.com/Memorial Day. Be safe, get informed, stay healthy. You're going to need your health for what's coming. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. Thank you for listening. Take care. This Memorial Day, we give thanks to all those who came before us and who contributed to human civilization, to knowledge, to understanding, to infrastructure, and helped blaze the trail for our future together. And to help honor those and to celebrate Memorial Day, we have specials at healthrangerstore.com. We've put things on sale at levels that we almost have never done before. Some of those included 10% off all of our silver products. And these discounts are automatic if you go to healthrangerstore.com and you put any of these products into your shopping cart. The discounts will be automatic in the cart. We've got an additional 20% off our Super Grain Essentials Pack,
which has amaranth, the purple barley flakes, red lentils, all, of course, certified organic and laboratory tested like we do for all of our products. We've got an additional 20% off selected storable number 10 cans that has our freeze-dried, our crunchy munchies like banana, apple, cinnamon. We've got our freeze-dried organic strawberry pieces on sale, mango pieces, which are delicious like candy. We've got other different crunchy munchies, which is like a freeze-dried fruit puree, all certified organic as well. Plus 20% off of our lab-verified organic raw cashews. And all of this goes from May 24th to midnight May 26th. So it's 3 days only, or 2 days only, I guess, 48 hours roughly, or a little over that. But it's May 24th through May 26th, midnight. And you're probably never going to see these prices again this low because of the supply chain issues and some of the global weather events that are impacting crop production, fruit production, etc. So take advantage of all this while you can at healthrangerstore.com from May 24th to midnight, May 26th, and join us in honoring all those who gave their lives for our country, gave their lives just before us to add and contribute to human knowledge, to human greatness. We wouldn't be here today without our ancestors, and we thank them all for their contributions to a better world. Happy Memorial Day. Let's remember all those and enjoy the specials that we are presenting to you in their honor. HealthRangerStore.com. Take care.